Welcome to SegCast. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of SegCast. I'm Chris Knight, broadcasting to you from San Francisco, California. Want to apologize for not having an episode out last week or the week before, but I assure you, SegCast is back on schedule, and you will have new episodes in a timely fashion. First bit of news I want to get into is about the British Open. Cameramen at the golf tournament actually were using Segways to take video. They were using a modified Segway XT with a hands-free steering system. I'm very sure that this is a third-party add-on. I would definitely like to try it out, and if I ever get a chance to, I will definitely put a review here on the podcast. Anyway, they were using this in conjunction with a Steadicam, so that they could take video of the golfers and actually get up closer to them than they would be able to normally. So, interesting application of Segway right there. Next little bit of news I want to get into is actually not so much news as it is rumor. Big thing on Segway chat right now is discussing what may or may not be coming from Segway in the future in terms of new models. It's been a hot button issue lately about who is going to break the news first. Unfortunately, SegCast won't be doing this, as I have absolutely no idea what's coming. However, just like everyone else, I can guess. Judging from the John Ratzenberger Made in America segment that featured the Segway HT about a year ago, I guess, I think that we're going to be seeing that weird-looking candy cane-colored Segway thing that we saw on that program. It looks like a radical design shift. It seems to me, judging from the screen captures and from watching the show, that most of the electronics have been moved to a vertical column, I guess you could call it, that would rest in between your legs. This is actually closer to some of the original designs of this Segway. You know, when it was Ginger, they had the electronics in a vertical containment unit that sat between your legs. Also, one of the most notable things about the new design is the rather odd shape of the handlebars. This has certainly been talked about to great lengths on Segway chat, and here is my guess. It looks to me as if it attaches to the front of this electronics column. It seems that it would move side to side like a lever. This would, of course, facilitate leaning. You simply hold the handlebars in your hands in front of you, and when you want to go to the left, you shift your whole body weight left, and it will move left. You shift your whole body weight right, and it will move right. This might be more intuitive. I don't know. Does anyone, except for those working on it? Is this even how it works? We simply don't know. Other guesses are that it works with a torque system. You would push the left side of the handlebar unit forward, and you would go left. Or you would push the right side forward, and you would go right. Or vice versa. Maybe you're pulling it back to turn. We simply don't know. And I think that's a part of the whole fun behind speculating about what's coming out. Who knows? Maybe what we're about to see is something radically different. They're going to come out of left field and we'll never have seen it coming. All I know is that I really can't wait for Segway Fest in Long Beach, because I have a pretty good feeling that we're going to see some big things there concerning some new models. Again, I don't know any facts. These are only my guesses. Another bit of news, SegAmerica elections are now open. You can go to segamerica.org to vote on the bylaws and on the executive board. Unfortunately, there is only one nominee for each category, except for local group coordinator, which actually has no nominations. It's my opinion that the nominations period should have been just a little bit longer to give people some more time to put their nominations in. I think that it wasn't publicized enough, and that it wasn't long enough. But what's done is done. Of course, SegAmerica still needs a local nomination for local group coordinator, so please send your emails to SegAmerica if you know of someone who would be good at that position. So now I'm going to get into the newbie tip this week, and we're going to be talking about removing wheels. Now, this is something which maybe I should have read the instructions, but I had a difficult time with this the first couple times that I did it. And then someone told me exactly how to do it, and it's so much easier once you're doing it right. What you're going to need is a 16mm deep socket. You're also going to need a rubber mallet. The rubber mallet is key here. What you do is you tip the Segway over onto its side, loosen the nut, pull the nut out, and then the hard part. You see, it's very easy to think that you have to hit underneath the wheel to pull it off. Makes sense, right? Why would you hit down on it to take it off? Well, that's what I did the first few times that I pulled my wheels off, and it is the hardest thing in the world to do. You have to kind of get underneath it and slam up, and it doesn't really work. It's not how you're supposed to do it. The way that you really do it is you take that rubber mallet and you hit the edge of the wheel on the top, hitting down. You might have to rotate a little bit and hit it on various sides, but at some point it's going to go clang, and it's going to loosen off of the attachment point. The reason that you have to do this is because of Segway's wonderful redundant systems. They have it designed so that even if the nut were to fall off, it would still be attached long enough for you to safely stop. So, in order to pull it off when you want to pull the wheel off, you have to give it a good hard smack down in order to get around this redundancy. Great design for safety, but a little unintuitive when you're first doing it. Well, I think that about wraps it up for Segcast this week. If you haven't noticed, there's a new feature on the Segcast website, segcast.blogspot.com. You can now listen to the episode from that page in a Flash player. All you have to do is click the little play button in the audio player, and you can listen. Remember, send your questions, comments, and anything at all to segcast@gmail.com. Keep on gliding, everyone. Bye-bye.